This is the Tom Likas Show.
Somebody here grew up with divorced, slutty mommy.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Mommy needed some dick.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at Tom.show. You can hear us at our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me. And here we are with another bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us in studio, it's our friend, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs.
Tom, great to be here.
What's going on?
Well, you know, we're doing criminal law, and people always see, you know, the glamorous, heavy-duty, intense, you know, murder cases and high-profile cases and so forth. But, you know, those are, of course, unusual, one would hope. I mean, there's certainly a lot of things like that. But the more average person, as we've seen in terms of what I've talked about on the show, has a DUI or has an assault case or has some domestic violence story. And one of the things that is certainly mentioned, I think, in my advertising and online and everything about me is that I also do tickets. Now, there are actually some lawyers who specialize in this, and there are billboards around town, you know, don't pay that ticket and whatever. And there are these services that allegedly, you know, will fight your ticket for like $99 or something. I think that that's probably not such a great idea. I've seen those guys in court from those companies, and they don't really try too hard because they're coming to court with maybe 15 cases at a time because of, you know, the low price. They have to kind of do volume. And, you know, it is definitely something that messes people up more than they think. You know, when you look at how much we pay in taxes, you know, income taxes and sales taxes and obviously property taxes is a huge amount of money. That's all going to the localities, and part of that goes to, you know, the police and that sort of thing and the courts, and it's really essentially another tax. Parking tickets now are, you know, $80, $90. I mean, seriously, yeah, it's amazing. In L.A. County, for example, and any kind of ticket, driving in the HOV lane or a speeding ticket or, you know, stop sign, your basic stuff, which happens every day, all day long, those tickets are $400, $500, $600. And what's unbelievable, and I think some people know this too and have experienced this, if you miss your date or you don't pay, that $400 ticket very quickly becomes $2,000, which is just unbelievable. And, I mean, it's so punitive. If you think about these poor people, and I especially think of, you know, lower-income people who are driving their little shitty car and get a ticket, and they don't read it, and they don't understand what to do, and all of a sudden that ticket becomes thousands of dollars. I mean, that could be ruinous, you know, for someone. That's really awful. It's certainly a nightmare for anyone. And then, you know, there's these machine tickets where you have a machine that videotapes or takes a picture of your car going through a stop sign, going through particularly a traffic light in one of these corners. They even do that for speeding in Arizona, for example. And those are really unbelievably unfair because you don't get to confront your witness, you know, against you. Normally speaking, it says in the Constitution that you're supposed to be able to confront your accuser. And in this case, the accuser is a machine, so you can't really question the machine. It's not really fair. And I've had a lot of cases where I fought those kinds of tickets successfully. And, you know, this is something that I did originally for friends. I did it as a hobby. I've done a few couple times, Tom, I think.
You have indeed.
Quite a few times.
Yes.
Can't keep you out of trouble.
I know.
But, you know, what people forget, and this is really true. I was just talking to someone the other day, a nice young girl. She called me about something new, but a few years ago, she had just moved to L.A. She wanted to be an actress, big surprise, and she got a DUI. And, you know, she didn't know what to do. She went to court. She pled guilty, which is just a shame that lots of people do. I looked at her case. It was actually winnable, so it was really depressing. But she did plead guilty, And, you know, she figured, you know, there's some kind of thing like, you know, $390 of fines. So she thought, okay, so I'll be on probation for a couple of years. I'll pay $390 and, you know, I'll take some AA classes or something. Well, the AA classes are not enough. You also have to take these other classes that cost money, okay? And the fines are not really $390. There's what's called a penalty assessment and court fees and all this other stuff. By the time you're done, the fines are like $2,000. And then on top of that, her insurance, you know, you have to still drive and, you know, you end up losing your license, you get your license back, but your insurance company sees that you have a DUI and they jacked up her rates. And so in the end, she calculated that she thought that the DUI actually cost her between $20,000 and $30,000 over several years. And this goes to, you know, why I always say to fight the DUIs. Now, with respect to other kinds of tickets, people say, you know, I'll take traffic school, which is okay like once, but you don't want to necessarily use that up. You can only do that, you know, only once every 18 months or whatever. And then when it comes to professional drivers, a few years ago, the law was changed, and professional drivers can't do traffic school. So this sort of get out of whatever pass, you pay the fine, but you take traffic school and it's a wash, that doesn't work anymore, you know, for professional drivers. And like I said, it only works in a very limited way for a regular driver. And so what you have to really look at in terms of the cost of a ticket is, of course, the face value of the fine, which is not $100 anymore. It's $400, $500. And then, of course, the inconvenience of dealing with it. If you're going to go to court and fight it on your own, you have to go, blah, blah, blah. And then also, on top of it all, insult to injury, you have to pay the traffic school costs, you have to pay fees to take traffic school, and after it's all said and done, you know, whatever it is, your insurance can go up, and particularly if you don't have traffic school or you've lost that option, you're going to get slammed a couple of different ways. So the real cost of a ticket is actually pretty serious. And so I did it for Tom, I've done it for a lot of people, and I was doing it kind of, you know, as this kind of, I don't know, hobby, so to speak. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just for fun or whatever. It was no big deal. I had a friend who was doing it as a lawyer, just like full time, basically. And I actually kind of was looking at my books because I'm doing my taxes, and I actually do it a lot. This is some hobby.
You love doing it.
I have to say, to go in, I mean, it's not really high stakes. It's a speeding ticket, but whatever, let's say. But it's such a pleasure to beat the cop in court. It just feels so good. I'm sorry. And it's nothing personal. The cop's not losing the money. They're not docking it from his salary. But you see these cops sitting there, and you have to go talk to them and stuff. And most of them are, you know, pretty professional. It's no big deal. And it's not like, you know, we're going to, you know, beat each other up or anything. It's pretty mellow. But, you know, he's got, like, let's say this, you know, cop's, like, really into this. He's one of these motorcycle cops. And he comes to court, and he's got, like, seven cases, you know. And you see them one after another, guilty, 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 guilty. And then he gets to mine, and it's dismissed. And he just gives me a look, like, you little, you know, you little bastard. I'm gonna I should cuff you right now, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful thing. It gives me a lot of pride. And I'm sorry, but I really think that the counties have enough money sticking it to us all the ways that they do. And I'm really, really gratified to take this money away from them. And this is actually, by the way, a major source of revenue. This is unbelievable. They were showing some of the statistics in some of these police departments and counties nationwide that depend on traffic ticket revenue. You would not believe. And the camera machines, oh my God, they make so much money for the counties. It's unbelievable. It's shocking. So anyway, a lot of people, when they call me and they say, can I fight the traffic ticket, they're kind of resigned. They think it's futile. Like, what's the use, you know? And I'm a fighter. I always say, let's try, let's give it a roll, and they tell me the facts. And sometimes it sounds pretty damn hopeless, but some of them are more interesting than others. And so I've got one of my clients here. We have him online, Tom?
We absolutely do.
What are we calling him tonight?
Are we calling you Jose?
Jose?
Jose, that's fine. Yep.
Okay.
I think that's your real name, Jose.
Yes, actually, yes it is.
How are you tonight?
Pretty good.
Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing good. Yeah, no problem.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your experience. This is really fascinating because I think it was for your spouse, right? It was for your wife.
Yeah, so what happened was my wife, I guess she was in a hurry going to work or whatnot, and she did a stop and go on a couple of stop signs. So she passed through the school, and I think it was one of those cops that hover around the school,
right,
that are assigned to the school. So
right.
Yeah, so my wife's like, man, I think this guy was just trying to pick up on his quota for the month or something. Cause
by the way,
I'm not sure.
It's not a joke. Listen, the cop, I mean, if you could take it from the cop's point of view, my understanding is they are under a lot of pressure, and they do statistics, and they get like a spreadsheet from their sergeant, and he's like, buddy, you're not writing enough tickets. You believe it?
Yeah, so my wife was like, I think she just got the impression that, you know, he was a little bit rude to her and whatnot, and it was just she was just trying to get to work. And so I was like, okay, so what do I do with this situation? I know I'm going to have to pay for this.
So, all right, so hold on one second, Jose. So start with that, okay? No, it's important. So you had the ticket, you looked at it, you said hopeless, right?
Yeah, honestly, I did. And then, you know, I listen to Tom regularly, and I hear you, Adam, on the show. And Tom mentioned that, you know, he's got a couple of tickets taken care of by you. So I was thinking, well, okay, something so simple as that.
Well, there's the endorsement.
I think it's more than a couple.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a glowing endorsement if there's anything. I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, so I'm like, okay. And you mentioned that, I'm okay. So a common folk like me, I mean, this ain't no murder case or anything. do you have time for this? So I don't know how that works. And I'm like, okay, so what's the situation if I just pay for it? And you mentioned, you know, the cost is going to the county, or I'm going to be paying the county pretty much, the hassle of going to the court, and then who knows what's going to happen to my insurance. She's going to have to go to traffic school. I did receive that notice.
All right, right.
And, yeah.
Well, the way they sent it to you, it's like, you know, just you got to plead guilty and you're screwed and that's it in traffic school, right?
Yeah, that was
it. Right
and they
told
me,
you know?
Okay, bail number, here it is. And I was like, okay, I'm already guilty here? What's going on here? So I decided to give you a call and just see what the situation, how to handle this. And I'm not used to, okay, hiring a lawyer for something so simple, but I mean, yeah, you got it done. And I'm not going to lie, it's like, okay.
All right, but hold on. So let's talk about it now. So you were a little hesitant. I remember talking to you a few months ago the first time.
Yes.
And you're telling me, hey, should I even bother? What's the use, right? And I was telling you,
fine.
I was telling you, kick some ass, right?
Yeah, no, you said, screw these guys. You know, would you rather, you know, pay the county for something? So, I mean, you know, it's not unbeatable. Or I think that's what you mentioned, right?
Right, right.
So I'm like, okay, and I was still hesitant. I was like, well, okay, do I want to go this route? And yeah, I was hesitant at first. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, so you hired me, and the first thing we have to do is we have to pay. We essentially pay the ticket. It's the bail. So you had to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was a little confused about that as well, but I kind of figured, okay, so that's the other thing too, right? I'm already guilty. I'm have to pay.
No, it's so brutal. I admit it. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, that astounded me in itself. Like, wait a minute, I thought I was fighting this. Why do I have to pay up front?
Right, you know? Right. Now that's not my rule. That's the way it goes, you know. The interesting thing, and I, in terms of how I do it, and this might, you know, confuse people sometimes, and maybe you can respond to this. I mean, we communicated, you hired me, and then I just disappear, right? I'm like off the radar.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I was okay. I wonder. I mean, I hear you on the show all the time. Like, okay, he's working on his divorce case now. He's working. So, okay, this little case. I'm guessing it's in the back pocket, right? You know, so. But then you emailed me back. I pinged you here and there, and the keyword you keep preaching, patience.
Right.
Yeah, and no, definitely. I waited. It took a while, but I mean that's the system for you, right?
Of course.
They just drag it out, and definitely no regrets.
I understand. So what I do, and you know, I know we kept in touch a little bit, but what I do is sort of behind the scenes. Like, you know, I take it over. I work on it, and you don't have to go to court. You don't have to know about it. You know what I mean? Like, when I go to court, a lot of times people have taken, like, half the day off work, and they're sitting there waiting or whatever. I do all that. So that's all behind, like, the scenes, right? And
yeah, and I got to give extra credit on there because, from my understanding, you had to go to Compton, right?
Oh, my God. I'm taking my life into my own hands.
I mean, you know, above and beyond in my mind there.
No, I understand that, you know, there's courthouses all over the place. But, definitely some of them are nicer than others. It's nicer to go to Beverly Hills Court than Compton Court. I'll give you that. But anyway, but the point is that I take it over. I deal with it. That's one of the conveniences of hiring a lawyer to do this, is you don't have to, you know, fill out the forms or go to court or try to testify. And I got to tell you, the people that come to court themselves, you can see how nervous they are. And they're so, like, out of place, and they don't know what to do. And the cops just steamroll them. It's terrible. But in the end, you know, chop chop, I call you back a couple months later, and I got it dismissed, right?
Yeah, definitely. I got my bail money back.
All right, hold on. That's the cherry on top. So,
yeah.
So first I got it dismissed. How did that feel? That was great, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I got the email back from you and saying that you got it dismissed, and I was like, wow, really?
Right. And then, hold on, you gave away the punchline. And then a couple of months later, a couple of weeks later, you get your money back.
Yeah. So, definitely. That was, like you mentioned, cherry on top. That felt great. I showed my wife and kind of told her, hey, you want to frame this?
Don't frame it. Cash it, man. This is...
cash it. Well, yeah. So we cashed it, and, you know, we still have the slip.
Yeah. I think, personally, that's one of the greatest joys of all. Yeah, considering that these guys are sucking you dry all day long, and they've got this revenue machine, you know, writing tickets, giving these computer tickets from the traffic cameras and everything else, and they are putting so much pressure on the police to write tickets rather than do community policing. I mean, there's a story that there was, this is a parking ticket, but there was actually a guy in a car that was dead, a dead body in a car, and that car was illegally parked and got several tickets for several days before anyone noticed that there was a dead body in the car, you know? So the police, instead of defending us and protecting our property and so forth, they're busy screwing around with speeding tickets, which, you know, it does have its place, but they're under so much pressure because of the revenue to write them. It seems to me that when you get that check at the end, after I've won, of the money back from the county, and you literally get a check from the county written to you, I think that is the biggest F you in the entire universe. I don't know what else to say. Is that definitely?
Yeah, that's how I felt when I saw it on my mailbox. I'm like, okay, wow, well, look at this from the county. You're right, it's from the county itself.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but if you think about all the taxes that you're paying to the county and fees to the county and permits to the county and blah blah to the county, to get a check from the county, they actually dislodging back the money that they would have taken from you. I think that just makes the whole thing beautiful. So, anyway.
Well, especially on the guilty first premise, right? I mean,
yeah.
It was like, okay, no, you're guilty. I was like, okay, do I have a chance here?
Well, you got to recognize, Jose, also that this, I mean, it wasn't a DUI for you, of course, but this extends to also other kinds of offenses. People like that get DUIs call me all the time, and I think some of them don't even hire me, and it's nothing personal. I don't think they hire anybody because they feel like there's no hope. They say, what can I do? I'm screwed. You know, little guy against the government, you know? Can't fight City Hall. What's the point, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's how I felt, too. I was like, okay, you know, can I even – it's something simple. Can I even beat this? How do you dispute a stop sign, stop and go?
Right, right.
But, yeah, I was looking at, okay, do I pay the county or do I support you that supports Tom's show, right?
Well, I appreciate that. There you go, Tom.
Yeah, so I'd rather bring that money, you know, something that I support, right?
Right,
right. Normal here, so, yeah,
well,
and I'll definitely, it worked out in the end.
Well, I'm sure we all appreciate it over at the station here. But in all seriousness, I'm really glad you did. And I just wanted you to come on. I really appreciate you talking to the boys. You know, obviously, it's your story. But I want you to you know, emphasize to the guys that you don't just, you know, take it in the ass, you know. You can fight back. And you can succeed at fighting back. And, it's illegal for a lawyer to make a promise, you know, of you know, an outcome. Like, I promise you, you're going to win or whatever. But I got to tell you something, Jose. When I took your case, when I first talked to you, I knew I was going to win that case.
Yeah, definitely, and you're right. You know, it was so, no hands on my part. I had no involvement in the whole procedure other than keeping in touch with you. I mean, man, it was really well worth it, and you got it done. So, you know, definitely, I'll recommend your service.
Well, that to me is, you know, I appreciate that. That to me is like A-class service, you know, that you don't have to get, you know, get involved at all. I actually have clients who, you know, they look at the thing and they know the date, of course, and they say, oh, I want to come to court. I want to, and I say, no, you don't come. I'm going to take care of it. And they say, oh, no, come on. I want to be there. I want to see what you do. You know, and that, I say, what am I doing? It's a freaking magic trick. Believe me, you stay home. You don't want to see this. No one wants to know how sausage is made, you know? That's a good one, right?
That's
what it's called. Come on, Tom. That's one of your lines.
Right. Of course
I got that
it
right
is.
From you, man.
That's right.
But anyway, Jose, I really appreciate you coming on and telling the boys, and I'm glad. By the way, what made you decide? What made you throw in? How'd you find your voice? What tipped you?
what tipped me to do one now?
Yeah, no, what you said you were hesitating, you couldn't decide.
Yeah, no, that, well, like I mentioned, like, I listened to you very early, and, you know, I just said, you know what, I'm going to do this. I mean, you know, in the end, it'll probably be the same price equivalent as far as, you know.
Probably true.
You know, and like I mentioned, now it's not even on the record, it's dismissed, like, cherry on top, you know, like you said, fuck you, the system, and boom, you know? It feels great, I ain't going to lie, yes.
Bing, bang, boom.
Thanks, Jose. You have a good day, man.
Jose, thank you so much.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I love it.
I love hearing that.
I know, Tom. It's not like, you know, first-degree murder, but come on. It's great. It's beautiful.
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We got phone calls coming in for Adam. And this is the bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we have criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs here in the studio and ready to give you free legal advice. All you have to do is call in and claim it. Here, you call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's the number. It's 901-3000-8. 6-6.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app.
Now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Oh, yeah. The Tom Likas Show. The bonus hour. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. For our guest, our friend, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000-866. Join us here in Los Angeles for our big P1 dinner. This is going to be great. It's going to be Gary and Dino and Mikey and myself.
And me.
And Adam Sachs and a bunch of P1s that you'll just love spending the evening with. It's going to be a top-notch Los Angeles restaurant. And we already have about 26 people booked for this event, but there's still room for you. If you want to squeeze in, you can do it. Join us and have one of those evenings we talk about forever that you'll never forget. Go to dinnerwithtom.com. Dinnerwithtom.com. That's going to be Saturday night, June 17th at 7 p.m. somewhere in L.A. at a top-notch restaurant. One of the best. So get ready to be there. Go to dinnerwithtom.com. Okay, your calls for Adam Sachs in this bonus hour. 901-3000-TOM is our number. 901-3000-866. Here is Zach in Dallas. Zach, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, great. Zach. What's going on?
Adam, I called y'all about, I'd say, 6 months ago.
Really?
Talked to y'all about it. Yeah, talked to y'all about a DWI that I had, and I was the guy that was parked in a parking lot, but I wasn't driving.
Oh, remember? My God. That happens a lot. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to tell you that it's going to be on my record, but I have about 2 more months and I'll be off for probation. And they gave me probation, but they gave me unsupervised probation.
Right.
So, you know, just because I didn't have any priors or anything like that, I'll call a different, I mean, kind of see, I kind of wanted to know too, you know, if I could get that off my record and, you know, in the next, you know, the years down the line. But the question I have for y'all, I have two questions, and this kind of pertains to what Tom has been talking about the last couple of weeks. Especially today. The first question, I used to work at Costco, and I always wondered why they never had, they never would have females pushing the carts outside. And that's like a really manual and labor-intensive job to have, and it's something that they give to a lot of the employees at the very beginning of your tenure at Costco.
Right.
Could someone make a case that they're discriminating against
hell yeah.
Because and the females, you never see females pushing cars there.
That's like Tom's example of the woman asking you to put the water bottle onto the water machine.
Right.
somehow, you know, when it comes to equality, women want to do the nice jobs, the office jobs. You don't see women up on girders and construction and cleaning sewage lines, you know? Did you ever notice that?
I do. I was just, you could make a case with that, huh?
Why not? I mean, if you were listening last hour, someone I really admire was on Dr. Warren Farrell, and he wrote a whole book about this. And, you know,
right.
when you do it in
right.
absolute terms,
I listened.
You know, when you calculate it, you know, the average salary, whatever, it seems like men earn more than women. But the reality is that men are doing things that women don't do, and it's not a joke. Men are doing the dangerous jobs. When you talk about being a linesman in Canada, freezing your ass off, you know, below zero weather, risking your life getting electrocuted or being on a barge or one of these oil rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico, it's guys. You know, women want to be in offices. Women want to wear pantsuits and, you know, hand the chocolate around and, you know, do something cushy and non-threatening. And even when you talk about, like, being a doctor, you know, men are heart surgeons and, you know, doing the stress of that. And women are pediatricians. And they always have part of their life plan that maybe they'll get married and their husband will support them, or maybe they'll have a baby and drop out of work. And so it has a big impact on income and salary and so forth. And so when you talk about working at Costco, I don't know Costco. I mean, I shop there. Nice store. You know, my understanding is they're very good to their employees, but it would be kind of classic.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I don't work there anymore.
No, I understand,
I mean,
it would be classic that they would have the women, you know, I don't know, putting stickers on things, and the guys would be out breaking their ass in the parking lot with the carts. That sounds about right.
Okay.
Not fair.
I'll take that note. as far as your
DWI, the thing that concerns me now, I guess you pled or whatever you did, is what's going to happen to your auto insurance. You know, that's the real hidden cost.
My insurance went from, I mean, it went up $100. So all the people out there
really,
that think,
it?
You know,
$100 a month, I'll bet. Is that $100 a month?
Right, $100 a month.
$1,200 a year, yeah.
All right, that sounds a little more biting. But, you know, that's something that people forget when they're calculating it and they say, oh, I can't afford to hire you. How can you not
you know
hire
what?
A lawyer, you know?
You know what people don't calculate? Because I got it here in Texas. And I don't know if people are listening. Here in Texas, they do not fucking play with that shit.
Oh, no.
So, like, what you have to do is you have to pay a surcharge just to keep your license every month.
Of course.
And then so it's $1,000 for the first year, and then the next year it's another $1,000, and that runs concurrent. You skip payments or anything like that with the other one.
Wow.
So sometimes you're getting on this surcharge internet site and you're three different fees.
Just to keep your license.
And I've seen people have gone to jail for $35 surcharge fee they have to pay.
Well, right. I don't go to jail over $35, but they certainly suck you dry. And, you know, there's a whole movement. It was actually growing when I was in high school years ago, was Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And that's the reason they raised the drinking age to 21, which is ridiculous. So you have college students, you have soldiers, who are 18 and 19 and they can't have a legal drink. That's stupidity. So they go for recreational party drugs and MDMA and marijuana instead because they can't get their hands on alcohol. And second of all, you know, in terms of these drunk driving arrests and patrols and the fines and the pressure of it, it's much higher than it ever was. It's absolutely out of control. It really is. And it's a really big deal. It's a really big fine, right? You get slammed.
Yeah, it's been an inconvenience.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I love Tom because this is like a platform for a lot of guys to get a lot of this out because, you know, sometimes I feel like when I talk to a lot of girls, you know, they just don't even understand it. I was telling a girl yesterday, like, look on the TV. You watch TV, right? And you see these commercials. It's not girls getting pulled over for DWI. This guy.
Of course.
And she was like, I never thought about that.
Guy,
I was like,
listen,
I mean,
that's, oh, come on.
That.
Guys get.
You don't want equal rights and all this bullshit.
Not when,
like,
not when it comes to punishment.
Man.
Come on. We already know in the criminal justice system, you know, with these teachers that screw their students, okay? If it's a woman teacher with a young man or vice versa, believe me, the woman teacher gets a lot less punishment. Everyone feels sorry for women. Everyone gives women a break when they murder their husbands. And men are always monsters and predators, okay? So that goes up on everything, believe me. That relates to every issue. It certainly has everything to do with what you're talking about. So don't be so surprised. Come on, please.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, you know, speaking of pay, the last question I get off with y'all is, okay, I worked for a landscaping company when I first started to get into construction and landscaping and buying my own business. They never paid us for the drive time. So, like, they want us to get there at 6:30.
Yeah.
Right. But we don't actually get to a site until maybe 7:30 pertaining to traffic.
Wow.
Could you make a case out of that?
Well, again, that's something that you could probably take up with, like, the Equal Opportunity Department of one of these, you know, employment law type things. And some of that's enforced by the state. You know, there's certain employment rules. Technically, it's supposed to be fair, and they're not supposed to screw around with your hours, and they're not supposed to make you do things like that, like you're talking about. Maybe you're supposed to be compensated, and you can write complaints for things like that and get them investigated. Every state, I'm sure Texas has it, every state has that. And that's something you might want to look into. But like the Costco thing, I got to be honest with you, it might be a long shot.
Okay.
A lot of this stuff is systemic, you know. It's kind of hard to fight.
Yeah, yeah. It just, honestly, like, this whole landscaping one is something that just recently happened.
Right.
But, I mean, the Costco thing is something I always used to laugh about, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
because, I mean, I wouldn't want to be the person to do something like that and go to a lawyer and go through all that, because I just know they would discriminate against me.
I know, but a lot of things today are very advantageous to women and disadvantageous to men, and it's just not fair.
Right.
And women have a lot of tools and weapons that they can use with no consequences. Look how mothers accuse the man of abusing the children and get away with it.
I tell all my friends just to freaking listen to me.
At least I'm honest. I'm not going to pretend that it's all fair and square. I know that it's not. When a woman says that her ex-husband is abusing the children, he gets investigated. He has to hire a lawyer. He has to defend himself. It turns out to be not true. What consequences does she pay?
Very good question.
None.
That's why I listen to y'all, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Love that. All right, to Zach.
Call me that time if you can.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Zach. Tom, that's our number on our bonus hour with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. He's got free legal advice for you. All you have to do is call in and ask your question. 901-3000-TOM. Dial us right now. It's 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are here with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We are joined by criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. And this is a chance for you to get free legal advice if anyone has pulled you over and accused you of being a drunk driver, a druggie. Now, by the way, before we get to the next call, real briefly, Adam, talk to me about these new swabs now that they're insisting. I think it's San Diego.
Oh, dear.
Swab your mouth to find out if you have a THC in there.
Can you imagine? I mean, there's going to have to be some kind of reference for marijuana. Marijuana is a drug. And it's becoming more and more acceptable and, you know, semi-legal and so forth. And, by the way, more than 40 states.
Right. So, by the way, I've heard that You know, unlike other drugs you can do that are in and out of your system in no time
flat.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, last night, I'm not going to lie, last night I took some wild cherry drops, 10 milligrams a piece of THC.
Tom.
I did it. Well, I've got a license, as you recommended I get, and I did it. And, you know, that's how I got to sleep last night. But today I'm not feeling stoned. I don't have heavy eyelids. I feel great, but I don't even know. Is that stuff still in my system? Could be. Could yes. I be pulled over and get swabbed? I'm completely not stoned. I mean, this is worrisome.
Yeah, well, the thing about one of the tests that they can do, and this is more common for, like, custody stuff, is they could test your hair. And they right. actually take it from the back of your head because that's the most recent hair you have. And that can go back for, like, a year. Think about that. So they could show that you did cocaine or pot or whatever, like, months
right.
ago. Right. Now, you know, marijuana supposedly stays in your, you know, marijuana, THC, supposedly stays in your system for 20 days or more, you know, at least in trace amounts or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, when you do these pee tests or whatever, you know, days later, you know, I don't know if you're in some profession and not allowed to smoke, you know, marijuana, you know, these employment tests or whatever, very often you have to do a pee test. That's going to come back positive.
Right.
But the idea that the cop's pulling you over on the damn side of the road, and what is he, a scientist now? He's gonna stick a thing in your mouth? I mean, that's very invasive. He's scraping cells off your cheek.
Can they even know if you are stoned today? Can they know that?
Well, that's not even the point.
I mean, I today is a good example. I did it yesterday. Today, I'm awake. I'm refreshed from getting a good night's sleep. I am anything but stoned. I haven't got a drop of alcohol. I'm not feeling the least bit stoned. I'm not interested in going to sleep right now. I'm wide awake, energetic. And yet, if I'm driving in San Diego County, somebody could pull me over and they could demand to swab my mouth. Can I say no to the swab?
Yeah, I would say no. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
With respect to marijuana, one of the other things is, and this relates to what you're talking about, you know, it's not really something that was, you know, scientific. It's sort of arbitrary, but we have this standard of 0.08, and that's in most states. That's essentially one drink, you know, either hard liquor or a beer. You know, there is no standard for marijuana. So we don't know if one joint or two joints or how strong the stuff
right.
is, or, you know, there's some medical things that they do when they do the blood test or whatever. They can show how many parts per billion or million or whatever it is, but there's no set that says, you know, below this or above this is
right.
intoxicated. So even if they swabbed you and they found some of the residual marijuana from yesterday or the day before or whatever, which is obviously going to be a lot less because your body's metabolized most of it, you know, than when you were actually high from it. Now, at this point, you're not. Is that below the standard or above the standard or what standard? No standard.
Right. Plus, I have always heard that THC stays in your body fat. It's
yeah.
there. It
yeah.
lodges there. And it lives there for like a month.
Right on.
And so every time I try to help myself get to sleep at night, the clock starts ticking. Another 30 days, I got to keep my eyes out.
All right. Well, this is going to be the new frontier in law because, like I said, marijuana is everywhere now. So keep posted. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Just be careful. And by the way, I would reject the test on the side of the road.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Marijuana or not.
I'm keeping up with this.
I'm
stuff.
Always talking to people who tell me, oh, I think I passed the field sobriety test. That's when you walk a line and touch
you
your nose.
You never pass the field
you
sobriety
You never pass.
Test.
Did you hear me? Everybody? Subjective. You failed. Trust me. Anyway, oh, I know. I'm sure I was open. No, you weren't. You failed. Anyway.
Octavio in Santa Clarita. You're on with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Tom, Adam. How are you guys?
Hey, Octavio.
Great.
How are you? What's going on?
So I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
I got a speeding ticket a couple of weeks ago. It was,
speeding?
I mean, yeah, speeding around town. It was this cop. I was actually hiding. I couldn't actually see the guy.
Like a damn ambush, I swear. They're like predators. They're like hiding behind the things. Terrible.
Yeah, he was, I mean, really hiding. And every time I go through there, I keep on looking. Shit, how does he, I mean, went into there? How
right.
did he hide there? But anyway, it was on, it was, the posted speed limit was 50. He clocked me at 63. So I remember when I stopped and I was talking to him, he was very nice. But I was talking to him, I remember you saying that, you get the right to ask, I mean, how did he determine what
right.
speed you were going?
Right.
So I did that. So how did you determine, I mean, how fast I was going?
Well, one of the things is, hold on, let me say this to you from the beginning. One of the things that a cop will always say to you when he pulls you over is, do you know why I pulled you over?
No,
and,
but
you always say, no, officer, I thought I was fine.
Yeah, I remember that too.
So if he tells you, I got you for speeding, you know, as you say, oh, really? How fast did you get me going? You know?
Right. Right. So he said that. So I clocked you at 63. So I'm asking, how do you determine I was going 63?
Right.
And then he said, I point you with a laser gun.
Okay.
So, and I asked him, because I kept remembering so much of the things that you said on the show.
Yeah.
So I kept asking, so do you have record? I mean, that speed that
you
I was
want,
going?
You want to see the gun.
Right. So I was pointing that.
It's got a readout, you know?
Right. So he said that before I asked him specifically to show me the gun, he said that when I asked him, I mean, do you have record of that, that speed that I was going? And he said, no, he just said that the gun actually resets itself after 5 minutes.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's not true. That's not true. Well, good. So, there you go. So you see, we can win this case, okay?
Right. So that's why, I mean, I'm asking, I mean, I'm calling.
Okay, so the story.
You think that it's winnable,
I'm with you. The story is that it's all a question of courtesy, okay? There are some rules about this. It goes back and forth, but it appears to be that he doesn't have to show it to you, okay?
Okay.
But you can ask, and if you're courteous, normally he should show it to you, okay?
Okay.
So the conversation that you just described, you say to the officer, oh, really? I was doing 63. Wow, that's incredible. How did you determine that? And he tells you, well, he could tell you, I paced you, or I used radar, or I used a laser radar, LIDAR, which is, okay, fine. So you say, okay, really, so you clocked me at 63 on your laser radar. Would you mind, officer? I'd really like to see that on the gun. And so he could escort you to his car and show it to you, okay? Now, apparently, if he doesn't want to, and that's, you know, obviously very subjective, he doesn't have to, okay? So you don't want to get into an argument with the cop, okay? Hey, you got to show it to me. I know my rights, asshole. Okay. I wouldn't go down to that. Okay, the smart thing to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, the guy, like I said, I mean, the guy was very nice. I was very, I mean, respectful too.
I understand.
And he was obviously filling up his quota on tickets.
Absolutely. And by the way, you shouldn't see that as a bad thing. That's an advantage. Okay, if he's filling up his quota, that means that he doesn't hate you, okay? He doesn't need to screw you. He doesn't hate your guts. He doesn't remember your ticket. He has written so many tickets, his head is exploding, okay? And that's a good thing, because that means that he is not particularly invested in you, okay? Which means that if you say courteously, officer, I can't believe I was going 63. Could you show it to me? Blah, blah, blah. And he'll show it to you. And then we'll be able to fight it better. And when we go to court, again, he doesn't remember you. He doesn't hate you. He wrote the ticket. He doesn't have any investment. He's not going to bring his A game to court because he doesn't care. Okay? That's the point. A lot of people, I had this case the other day of a DUI, and the woman was arguing with the cop and screaming at him and carrying on. And I said to her, don't even bother. You know, we're going to lose. You were crazy and you were a bitch, and he's going to remember you. And when we get to court, we're screwed. You see what I'm saying? That's a real factor. If someone comes in like you and just acts normal, doesn't make a big fuss about it, we're going to, slip right through. And so, again, you asked the cop to show you. He told you, it resets after 5 minutes, which is bullshit. But you know what? Fine. You say, oh, okay, thanks anyway. I wouldn't make a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ask him to see the gun, because when he said that it resets 5 minutes,
what you say to him? You say to him, you're a goddamn liar. I know as a fact that that's not true, and I want to see the gun right now, okay? Stupid.
All right. Yeah, so at the end of the day, I mean, I have been through this before, and I have done, I mean, pay the fine and do the traffic school online, and have a couple of tricks to make it manageable in terms of 2 or 3 hours instead of the whole thing. But I mean, if it's a little bit more doing it with you, then I will go with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. There you go. That's the spirit.
There you go. All right, Octavio, thank you very much. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check me out online on Facebook and also at my website at www.adamlawyer.com. And you can email me, which I love, and I answer personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right, and if you missed your chance to call in and talk to Adam, you're going to get another chance. Don't miss it. It's coming up on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free at TomEverywhere.com. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yes.
Young Americans killing marriage. Done. The Wicked Witch is dead.
It's over.
Take the take the slippers off and have the feet roll up in under the house. It's over. Apparently, millennials waiting far longer than baby boomers. People 25-34, more than half of them are single right now. More than half of them. Back in 1980, more than two-thirds were married.
Yep. It was a different time in 80.
Yeah.
In 2015, just 2 in 5 millennials were married. Yep. Come out. Only 7% had been divorced.
What's the rush? What are we doing? It's interesting. They're learning. It's a good thing. Drunk in the news, police pulled over a car after suspecting that the driver was intoxicated on Sunday. Behind the wheel actually was a 14-year-old boy. His mother was in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
She was tanked, told the kid to drive.
She doesn't look happy in the mugshot, so it's probably real.
Yeah. A drunk and abusive passenger is arrested after apparently downing duty-free vodka and arguing with his girlfriend on the way back from vacation. He was supposed to stay away from her. He had a restraining order. They made up, though.
And
they
obviously
decided to vacation together. And on the way back home, apparently our friend got a little too tanked, started arguing with her again.
Had a hell of a trip to Morocco and back. These two. He said, it's her fault. Flailing. That's my girlfriend.
Right.
My fucking girlfriend.
And you know that drunk pilot who apparently passed out behind the cockpit wheel there?
Yes.
In Canada? He just got 8 months.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miroslav, man. He pled guilty.
Yeah.
To having Miroslav. Care and control of an aircraft while he had a blood alcohol level three times the legal limit.
Yeah, they take that shit pretty seriously.
I hope so.
You would think,
You're
right?
You're flying around a missile, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
With people on it.
Yeah. He has been in treatment for alcoholism and has abstained from drinking since the event and says that he's thoroughly shamed.
Yes. As he should be.
Thoroughly.
As he should be.
Finally, a man wearing Drunk Lives Matter t-shirt was arrested for a DUI.
Did he do it on purpose? God.
I don't know. He's really dumb. I mean, that's really baiting the police.
Yeah, you're really asking for it.
With big-ass letters.
His first name is Elwood.
Yeah.
That helps.
Elwood means it.
We got to have a talk with him, I think.
Yeah. It's plenty more at newsforguys.com, and of course you can find our podcast at GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
My fucking girlfriend.